This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter. This letter goes to Brad Smith, attorney at law of the Ken Nunn Law Office, address on file. Dear Mr. Smith, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Zachary Evans, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is Z-A-C-H-A-R-Y, Evans, E-V-A-N-S. On July 12, 2022, I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, as well as took the history directly from the patient via telephone, period. Due to the constraints of COVID-19, a physical examination was unable to be performed, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 60-year-old male, period. Height 5 foot 10 inches tall, weight 167 pounds, period. The individual was involved in an automobile accident on or about July 3rd, 2018, period. The patient was a driver with a seatbelt on, period. Although he denied loss of consciousness, he did sustain injury, period. No airbags were deployed, period. It was a four-car collision on I-465, period. He was rear-ended in the four-car pile-up, period. He was rear-ended by a truck, period. The patient was driving a 2005 Monte Carlo vehicle, period. The patient's face and chest hit the steering wheel, period. He had immediate pain in his neck, comma, low back, comma, left ankle, comma, headache, comma, and facial pain, period. Despite treatment, he has permanent pain in his neck, comma, left ankle, comma, low back, comma, and headaches, period. New paragraph. The neck pain is described as a constant daily pain, period. It is stabbing and throbbing, period. It radiates down to the mid-back, period. It ranges in intensity from 5 to 8 out of 10, period. New paragraph. The low back pain is described as constant burning and stabbing, period. It radiates down his left leg to his foot, period. It ranges in intensity from 3 to 7 out of 10, period. New paragraph. The left ankle pain is intermittent and occurs every day, period. Its duration is approximately 5 hours per day, period. It is described as a burning, stabbing pain. It is non-radiating, period. It ranges in intensity from 3 to 8 out of 10, period. New paragraph. His headaches are constant and daily, period. It is throbbing and stabbing, period. The pain radiates to the neck, period. It is located in the bilateral temporal region, period. It ranges in intensity from 5 to 10 out of 10, period. New paragraph. The timeline for treatment is best recollected by the patient was that day. He went to Eskenazi Emergency Room and had X-rays and CAT scan, period. He was placed on pain medicine and referred to a neurologist, period. Approximately 1 week later, he saw a neurologist at Eskenazi and was given pain medicine, period. He had a CAT scan and was seen at IU West Neurology and put on more pain medicine as well as Botox injections, period. He had approximately 15 of these injections for the migraine-type headaches, period. He would have had more recently, scratch that statement. Because his insurance changed, he went to Eskenazi Neurology, and they changed his medication, period. He had several sessions of physical therapy, including physical therapy at ATI. That's the letter A as in Andrew, T as in Tom, letter I as in indigent. new paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. Most activities cause pain, period. He has constant pain in his head and neck, and it's worse in the morning and interferes with daily activity, period. Walking is limited, period. Running is limited, period. Sports such as basketball is affected, period. He has difficulty walking stairs, period. Sex is affected, period. He has difficulty sleeping, period. He has difficulty playing with young relative children, period. New paragraph, medications include medications for headaches such as Nurtec, N-U-R-T-E-C, period. He also takes Imitrex and Topamax, period. New paragraph, present treatment, including all of the three above medications, period. He is using stretching exercises, period. He uses a low back brace as well as a TENS unit, period. New paragraph, past medical history is positive for arthritis in his hands, period. New paragraph, past surgical history reveals hernia repair as well as Achilles injury, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history revealed he injured his neck in 2014 at a job accident, period. At work, he hit his head, and this did resolve with physical therapy of approximately 8 months duration, period. The patient never injured his low back in the past, period. The patient has never injured his left ankle in the past, period. He did have headaches, the onset of which was the onset of which was 2014, period. This onset of this was with the job accident in 2014. When he was doing duck work and hit his head, period. It did resolve after 8 months of physical therapy and had no headaches again until this automobile accident of July 3rd, 2018, period. He has been in two automobile accidents since 2018, but it did not require any serious treatment, period. He did not have any permanency. And he did injure his low back, period. The headaches have gotten worse and restarted since this injury, period. New paragraph. His occupation is that of a warehouse associate, and he states he presently cannot work, period. He worked until November of 2018, but states he cannot work presently because of the neck pain and migraines, period. He was given permanent disability, period. New paragraph under allergies, no known allergies. New paragraph. I did review an extensive amount of medical records and want to comment on some of the pertinent findings, period. Progress note from ATI, September 25th. 2018 states that Zachary has attended 15 PT sessions over the past two plus months for treatment of cervical algia, that's C-E-R-V-I-C-A-L-G-I-A, for treatment of cervical algia and lumbar radiculopathy, period. MRI report of the cervical spine, dated August 16th, 2018, showed mild degenerative joint disc disease of the cervical spine, including moderate neuroforaminal narrowing of the right C5-C6 and C6-C7. Neurology progress notes, August 9th, 2018. State that he saw Mr. Evans for follow-up for migraine headaches and a new problem of neck and left arm pain on August 9th, 2018, period. On July 3rd, when he was involved in a motor vehicle accident, he was on the interstate and was a restrained driver and was struck from behind by another vehicle, period. He had rapid flexion and extension of his neck, period. He says he also had injury to his left arm and knee, period. He was seen in the emergency room and x-rays were negative, period. He has persistent neck pain, now radiating down the left arm, period. He states his headaches have worsened since the accident as well, period. He is having several headaches per week that are throbbing with nausea, period. His assessment was intractable chronic migraine without aura, period. The headaches have worsened with the recent whiplash-type injury, but he had improved prior to that, period. Assessment two was neck pain, period. He had a whiplash-type injury, and I am concerned he may have a herniated disc, period. I would like to get an MRI scan of the cervical spine, period. Neurology progress note dated June 1st, 2021, state that I saw Mr. Evans for follow-up for intractable migraines on June 1st, 2021, period. He received Botox in late February, period. This was the first Botox he had in a few years, period. Over the past 2 weeks, he has started having more frequent migraines again, period. New paragraph. After the review of all the records and taking his history, assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, cervical trauma and strain, number two, lumbar trauma, strain, with radiculopathy, period. Number three, left ankle trauma and strain. Number four, cephalgia with intractable migraines, causing an aggravation of prior headaches, period. Number five, anxiety, period. The above five diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile in question of July 3rd, 2018, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period, utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA. The patient qualifies for the following impairments, period. In reference to the cervical region, the patient qualifies for a 2% whole body impairment utilizing table 17-2, page 564, period. In reference to the lumbar region, he qualifies for an additional 3% whole body impairment utilizing table 17-4, page 570, period. In reference to the left ankle, he qualifies for a 4% lower extremity impairment utilizing table 16-2, page 501, period. This converts to a 2% whole body impairment utilizing table 16-10, period. In reference to the cephalgia, he qualifies for a 4% whole body impairment utilizing table 13-18, page 342, period. When we combine the total whole body impairments, the patient has 11% whole body impairment as a result of the injuries of the automobile accident in question of November of 2018, period. Let's correct it. I said November of 2018. It should be as a result of the automobile in question of July 3rd of 2018, period. As a patient ages, he will be more susceptible to permanent arthritis in the cervical lumbar region, and left ankle regions, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient will need continuing medication as outlined above at an estimated cost of $90 a month for the remainder of his life, period. This is predicated on generic type medications, period. The patient states that a surgical neck procedure was potentially discussed with the patient, and should he deteriorate in the future, this may be a possibility, period. Additional Botox injections will be necessary at an estimated cost of $1,500, period. Additional injections in the cervical and lumbar region should be considered at an estimated cost of $1,500, period. A back brace will be necessary at a cost of $250, period. This back brace would need to be replaced every 2 years, period. A TENS unit should be considered an estimated cost of $500, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient medical records and taken the history directly from the patient via telephone, but have not performed a physical examination due to the constraints of COVID-19, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are both solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination. Informed consent was obtained for an elective exam. Forget that. The patient gave me oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO, end of dictation.